Welcome, bienvenue, willkommen y bienvenidos a la tercera temporada de Párate y Destacate. Yo soy tu anfitriona, Nikki Green. Welcome back to season 3 of Stand Up and Stand Out. I'm your host, Nikki Green, and we are kicking off an amazing new season filled with some incredible guests. Stand Up and Stand Out is a podcast for those leaving university and heading into the work world. We help those in transition find their purpose so they can enjoy their career without sacrificing their lives. Following nearly 2 decades working in Fortune 500 companies, I want to share my leadership learnings with all of you. Thought leaders are needed in all walks of life, not just business. And we're in a critical time to pivot ourselves and the community around us to build a better future together. This show is the start of your beyond college journey to help you answer the question, I graduated, now what? Let's get ready to listen in to the next episode. Welcome back, everybody, to Stand Up and Stand Out, an amazing next episode for season 3 here. We have Elizabeth Ruth, and she is the owner and chief copywriter for ER Marketing Services, a marketing company that gives business owners the structure to attract incredible clients, connect with their audience, and establish their industry authority. Elizabeth and her team specialize in designing marketing strategies and writing content for websites, blog posts, social media, and email newsletters. Everybody give a warm round of applause and welcome to Elizabeth. Thanks for having me, Nikki, and everyone. Awesome. Well, you know, I love to give the stage to other people and showcase all the wonderful things that people are getting into after our pandemic pivots here. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your origin story? Every great superhero and villain has one. Which side do you lay on and what is the story?
Yes. Okay. So I can't decide if I'm a superhero or a villain. So I will let you vote as you hear it. So I'm the eldest of 3. When I was growing up, my mom stayed home to raise us. And my father had a corporate job, and he was always coming home and telling us stories to entertain us. And I really found that I was most interested in the way that people interacted or responded in certain situations. Now, this was obviously a single perception of the story, but that really fascinated me. And the choices that they make. For my fun time, I like to knit and crochet, and I like to watch movies. Hallmark is one of my favorite channels. And just, you know, after a long day, I just need something fluffy that I know is going to be happy. I don't want to be surprised too much. Or I binge on different TV series. So that's a little about me.
I find, too, like sometimes if you're like so serious all day at work, yeah, you really need something to just decompress and enjoy the day. And I like switching between creative stuff, too. I have 1,000 side hobbies of crafts.
Yes.
Which is good. It just kind of switches your brain, too, from what you're used to doing all day long. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do and a little bit more about your business and what makes you stand out from others maybe in the same group?
Okay, so in addition to the bio that you said, we design marketing strategies and we write content. But even more than that, I've created a system where it's a personal connection. I found when I was networking, when I could in person, what would often happen is I would meet with someone, they would be so passionate about their business and explain to me. And afterwards, I would go to look them up online on their website or their social media accounts. And it was a completely different, it was very flat. It didn't have that passion. It was a very different message. And after this happened a few times with different people, I followed up with them and I just inquired, you know, I didn't say this to them, but I was really trying to grasp, why is there this disconnect in how they express themselves in person versus how they're represented on their digital marketing online? And it turns out they used a more traditional marketing agency that you literally just, here you go, good luck. And there was no connection between the, you know, one main player, an employee, or I have a lot of solopreneurs who I serve. So there was no connection there. So how can you possibly grab the why, the stories, the real life examples, if you know nothing about it, you're just trying to research it. You know, this was the marketing agency would just research it and it would be from someone else. I'd rather get it from the horse's mouth per se. Tell me the stories. And in the interview style approach, I can really get them to expand on different things. And because I'm at arm's length from their business, it's probably how their audience is going to be wondering as well. Similar thing.
Yeah. I love that because so many of us do that, right? Whether you're trying to find a job or whether you're trying to market your business, you kind of do this arm's length thing is like, okay, well, here's what I want them to think about me, but here's the real me kind of hiding underneath. And that, and people can feel that when it's not genuine. It's what did my social media person, she said, it's your stock photo version, right? It's the, here's the glossed over version. Here's the kind of template of what everyone else is doing, but it's not you and it's not really what's going to sell and it's not what's going to attract people to be working with you, right?
For sure.
So why don't you share a little bit about what careers you've explored in your lifetime that have kind of taken you over this journey to end up where you're at today?
Sure. So in my 20s, I decided to be a Mary Kay consultant because I liked the product. Why not get it as a discount? I'm, you know, a starving student. So sell it to my friends and family, make a couple of extra bucks. So I did that and at varying degrees of intensity. You know, sometimes I was building a team, other times I was just using it for personal use. So I got a taste of that and I really liked it. Then while I was doing that, I also had a corporate job at the time and I was a professional fundraiser. So I was in charge of raising money for hospitals and universities for their capital campaigns. So we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars I was charged with. And that was very exciting, except when you have such a influential job, because I was dealing with the movers and shakers for our volunteers and the key staff members as well, you're expected to be the first one in and the last one out. And it was great. It was great when I was single and I didn't have a family. That's what drove me. And I was raising money for good causes. I felt really good about the work I was doing and I loved it. But then my lifestyle changed. I got married. We had a family. And I really evaluated when my maternity leave was coming to an end. And I felt, no, my values really feel that I would like to stay home and raise the children myself because my mom did it. And I really liked that. My husband's mother also was home, you know, to rear them. And so it was just important to us. So I did that. But of course, being type A personality, I didn't just stay home with them. So I opened a home daycare when my children are 22 months apart. So when my daughter was one and I was expecting my second one, I joke that my son is actually my fourth child because I had two daycare children that I was, you know, I was testing out, do I like this? How's this going to work? And it was wonderful. It served me for over a decade. About a year or two into it, so when my children were toddler phase, so I was at least sleeping through the night at this point, I decided, hey, why not throw another business into the mix? I mentioned I like to knit and crochet, so I created, my last name is Ruth, so The Ruthless Crafter is my handmade business.
I love it.
And thank you. I design knit and crochet character hats. I write the patterns that I also sell, and I write children's books that I self-publish to tell each character's story. So that is where the love of writing and stories comes in. I was able to really creatively play on that because for each of the businesses that I've done, I wanted to find out, how can I 10 up it? How can I really stand out from the crowd? And if you go on Etsy, not a lot of people have the books to go with the character hats that they're making. So I felt that really makes me unique in the market. I have three that are published right now, they're unicorn ones, and I have about four more that are sitting here ready to go out. So now I'm just finding the time to get that to happen. So then, okay, we're coming to an end of the where I am now. So then what happened was my family outgrew and I outgrew the home daycare. My kids are now 14 and almost 16. And I decide, okay, what am I going to do? I'm a planner. So I don't like to close one thing without having another option that I've considered. So I, and this does not happen as fast as people think. Oh, I just decided one day to start a business. No, this took me years to figure out what I want to do. So if you're listening and you're going through something similar, you're normal. If you can't figure out exactly what it is that you want to do, you really have to take time to think about it. Or at least for me, that's what I did. I'd like to share a little bit about how I came to this, if that's okay. I think it might help your listeners.
Absolutely. Okay. Bring it.
Okay. So as I was considering it, at one point I got a piece of paper and I wrote down all the things I could do based on my skills and interests. And then I took a highlighter and I went through and I highlighted only things that I would want to do. Because I can schedule someone's email doesn't mean I really want to do it. So I highlighted a few, and then that's when it came to me after doing a couple of these exercises and thinking on it. I thought, you know what? Writing. I have an English degree. I have 20 years, you know, of entrepreneur and project management experience. So how can I use that, my love of writing and reading and stories, as it seems to be the theme of today's show? And how can I also help others? Because that's my why. I also had to really think about, what's my why? Why do I get up in the morning? Well, through all the businesses that I've had, the common theme is helping others. And that means a lot to me. So that's when I decided, okay, I'm going to open the marketing agency. Actually, I started as a virtual assistant because I still wasn't as clear. And, you know, again, if you're listening, you might start a business or start a job. Just, you have to start something so that you know what you like and what you don't like. And then from there, I really honed it in. So I, as a virtual assistant, I was booking, I was doing YouTube videos and editing, and then that doesn't light me up. So when that client left, I was not sad. So I just didn't rebook someone. And then as a result, that's how I've really drilled down, and I attract people who want a digital marketing strategy and to write content for those four areas: their website, blog posts, social media, and emails or newsletters. And now I stand out from the crowd by doing an interview. So the business owner is involved in the process. They light up because they're just talking about their passion. Like, I'm just saying, tell me your story. You don't have to word it. That's my job. And who doesn't love talking about what they love? So it's a win-win all around. And so that's how I came up with the decision to do that. And the interview style, I am just finding people are really attracted to it because we're losing personal connection so much. And then as a result, their audience is feeling a personal connection because you just get a different vibration when those passionate words and those stories are. And, you know, we choose what to tell. We don't necessarily share with everyone that they have a family, if they're not comfortable with that. They still do have a little bit of a business personality or a business voice, but it's still interesting to read the stories that are relevant to a purchasing decision.
Yeah. It's so important, those pieces, right? So one is your own journey, is you have to start trying things. I think some people get so paralyzed, like they've got to find the perfect idea before they jump into it. And you just don't know sometimes. You just don't know exactly what's going to resonate with you. And sometimes I've found, too, something that seems good on paper, when you're actually doing it, you're like, it's not as fun as I thought it was going to be. And then there may be other aspects where you're like, oh, man, this is it, right? And you may not have thought of that and how that can come together in a career. People start talking about side hustles today as if that just showed up yesterday. In fact, we've been doing this for a long time. Building all these things together as a business. And then I think when I talk to a lot of small business owners too, they, you know, they're not quite in the younger generation where maybe they're used to being on social media all the time and exposing all of their life. And even if they are, they again have this like different persona in mind when they're like the business. And maybe they're introverted, they don't want pictures or videos of themselves, but they don't know how to pivot that story to showcase their product or showcase the services that they're offering. And I think that's a great thing that you can do to help them.
Liquidless laundry detergent? As you know, plastic is a huge problem. Only 9% get recycled. Even if you put your jug in a bin, 25% gets declined from cross-contamination. If plastic does get recycled, it can only be reused twice. The facts don't lie. It's time to stop using plastic. Did you know that liquid detergent is up to 90% water? Earth Breeze created dehydrated detergent. Our eco sheets easily dissolve in hot or cold water with the same powerful clean you're used to. Our packaging is biodegradable cardboard and ink. Eco-friendly options are usually expensive. Eco sheets are affordable. That way, everyone can make a difference. Laundry detergent is one of the most requested items at homeless shelters. With every package, we donate 10 loads of detergent. You get to choose who you donate to. We also donate a portion of our revenue to the planet. There is no reason not to switch. Subscribe and receive it exactly when you need it. No contracts, cancel anytime. We even offset all of our carbon emissions. This means your deliveries are carbon neutral. You can stay safe and order right from your home. Eco sheets are vegan and cruelty-free, dye-free, paraben-free, and a fragrance-free option, and sensitive to the most delicate skin. There are already thousands of five-star reviews, and we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you have any issues, we will refund you. So why not give Eco sheets a try? Click below or visit earthbreeze.com.
What are you waiting for? Why haven't you ordered?
Click below to try.
Well, I'm sure you have lots of other stories, and it seems like you really come from a place where you want to help people. And I'm sure over your lifetime, that has really made you stand up. So how do you use your superpowers, in this case, for good, for causes that have affected you in your life and that you want to help improve for future generations?
I think that by not only doing the work, but involving the client in the process so that they're feeling empowered to do it on their own as well. Because I can do it for you, or I can mentor you and give you the next steps so that you can do it on your own. So I think that's really important, is empowering people, giving them confidence, as well as tips that they can really use when they are doing it on their own. I think that's important.
Well, and so much has changed, right? Before it was like, yeah, oh, okay, just make a website and, you know, somehow you'll get traffic there. And yeah, there wasn't, you know, there was a lot of websites, but not as many as there is today. But now you add this wonderful layer of blogs and social media where you have other avenues where you can start attracting clients that resonate with your message and what you're trying to do for your business. So it's a great correlation of bringing all those things together.
For sure. And work smarter, not harder. If you write a blog post, that becomes an email or a newsletter or a basis. Even if you're applying for a job, that's an example of your authority. So you could use that as part of your cover letter. And then you can also chop it up and put it into social media posts that tell about your product or service if you're selling a product or service.
Yeah, it's one of the things that I've seen with people that are starting to look for jobs right now is really starting to use social media to your advantage. For a long time, there was sort of this negative message of like, oh, be careful what you're putting on social media because anyone can look you up as a future employer. But I think you can also turn that around and you can also showcase what you're doing. Maybe you're going to church with your family. Maybe you're, you know, helping at, you know, Big Brother, Big Sister. Maybe you just like to do some creative crafts that aren't necessarily right with your job, but show that like you're a more well-rounded person. And it's not like, oh, I'm just going to come in and clock in. I'm going to think about things differently because I have these other avenues of I play music, I sing songs, I, you know, dance wonderfully.
Yeah. Well, and as you mentioned, so social media in particular can be a fluid resume. If you have TikTok or you're doing reels, you're embracing the short video trend, you can creatively express yourself. And if it's a creative job that you're applying for, or even if it's not, like, how can you make Excel fun? I follow someone on Excel, and that is what they do. They do videos and they show the formulas and they make it fun. And also, if you want to have a side hustle, you could become an influencer. If you really love the Bublé brand of carbonated water, and you are creatively almost doing ads, you can approach that person with your, or that company rather, with your ideas and say, here's some that I came up with. I'd love to be an influencer for you and help promote your brand. That could be a side hustle for you.
And done, right?
But not only when you're applying for jobs, you say, here's my TikTok channel that I'm very proud of. Or if you want to do it static and you want to do an Instagram feed, it still can be photo-based, not necessarily you, but perhaps you're creatively taking pictures of the product and you're telling a story. Use that to your advantage as well.
Right. And I always say, no matter whether you're owning your business or, again, like you're trying to find a job, the first question people want to know is, who are you? They want to know about you. And I think your personalized service of really helping people get at the heart of that message and about how they're trying to help others is incredibly helpful, because I think that's where we're the most shy. It may come naturally to us in a normal conversation, but some of us struggle to make that leap to actually put ourselves out there, you know, in media, whatever form they choose.
Yes, absolutely. Or even when you're in it, it seems you're like a victim of your own genius. You just think, oh, doesn't everybody reorganize their sock drawer every month? You know, like, isn't that just what everybody's doing? No, they're not. But that's a skill. And some people, like, I knit on my Ruthless Craft or TikTok thing. And sometimes I'll voice over a Hallmark story. I'll summarize the girl's perspective and the boy's perspective and have two different videos. But people are fascinated just watching me knit or crochet.
Yeah, it's really relaxing.
And they'll just even mute it. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even realize that people were interested in that until I was scrolling through the feed. And because that feed is for handmade, all of my For You, what the app was showing me was other people knitting. And I caught myself, oh my gosh, I'm sitting here watching people knit and crochet. Why am I not doing this?
The revolution comes together, right? And I think that's it. Yeah. We get so inspired by others, but it's important not to let that inspiration start to have us feel maybe imposter syndrome, right? It's take that inspiration and really make it your own. Figure out what are those things that are making you happy. And honestly, before we have any followers, before we have that job, it's easy. Just play around. Just start to figure it out. And just like any job, right? Jump in, try it, and you never know what's going to come out of it.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, time flies when we're having fun. I cannot believe it. We are coming to the end of the episode. But before we sign off, Elizabeth, I'd like to say thank you, one, for joining us today and sharing so many wonderful tidbits. Let us know, where can we find you and what do you have for our audience today?
Sure. So you can find me on my website, ermarketingservices.com. If you would like to connect and have a complimentary call so we can just, you know, see if I can help you, even if you're at the beginning stages and you don't even know what your story is, you can book me my time for an hour. I'd love to, you know, meet with you and we can get you started. I'd love to give you some traction in a call. So immediately, I just want to tell you, though, when you fill out the form, check your junk box, because immediately you'll be sent my calendar link, and sometimes it goes there. So I'd love to connect. And also, if you have a business, you're starting one, you're working for someone, or you just want to learn how to market yourself and you don't know how, I have a quiz that will share which of those areas you should be focusing on based on where you are right now. So I've created, it's called bit.ly/standup standout quiz. Each of the stand-up standout quiz has its title case. So the first letter of each word is capitalized. I'm going to give the link to Nikki. She'll have it in the show notes so you can grab it. And I'd love to hear, you know, send me an email when you're done and let me know if you feel it was accurate.
Perfect. That's so wonderful. So many wonderful gifts for our audience and so many ways to help them get started on their journey. So we'll be sure to include everything in the show notes and on our new website coming soon. And we can't wait to have you back next time for the next adventure that's coming in your journey. Thank you so much for joining us today, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Nikki.
All right. And this has been your latest episode of Stand Up and Stand Out. We'll catch you on the next show. And you can find us anywhere the cool kids hang out, the Do Podcasts.
For video outtakes of the show, don't forget to catch us on TikTok. You don't stop at NikkiGreen678. The full length shows are available on all the podcast platforms now, including Amazon Music, Stitcher, and Good Pods. The full video is available on Nikki's YouTube channel, and links to all of our social media, including info about our guests, is available in our show notes. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week. Bye.